Today is World Tuberculosis Day, and new research shows this condition might overtake COVID-19 as the leading infection worldwide. If an updated vaccine is not found by 2025, more than 6 million are to die by 2030. The Wire's Bianca Mulheron asks CEO of the Results International Australia, Negaya Chorley, why deaths of tuberculosis are rising.
So we were doing okay on the TB front. We still had a long way to go, but we were making slow progress leading up to COVID. And then, of course, COVID happened and the world stood still, and so many of the resources that had formerly gone to TB in developing countries were redirected to the fight to contain COVID-19. And what that's meant is we've gone backwards. It's incredibly worrying. And certainly, based on some analysis from the TB Alliance, it looks like we're now seeing more deaths from TB than from COVID-19.
And how are researchers going to achieve a new vaccine for this by 2025? Are you able to share any major technological breakthroughs discovered?
Yeah, well, the first thing to say, Bianca, is that the current vaccine used for TB, the BCG vaccine, is over 100 years old, and that's okay. What we saw with COVID-19 is the ability for scientists to come together and develop an effective set of vaccines in record time, and we need to see the same kind of sense of urgency when it comes to tackling TB. So the TB vaccine is not particularly effective. It has okay success rates in children and young people, but not so much in adults. And of course, adults are the people who mainly get TB. So we've got a long way to go. But having said that, there are 16 vaccines currently going through clinical trials for TB, and we're really hopeful that at least two or three of those will be highly effective. And that could be an absolute game changer when it comes to tackling infectious diseases. So we are hopeful. But there's some other things that are going on as well, which are really exciting. So there's a whole lot of new treatment that take treatment time down dramatically, which is really important because treatment time historically had been anything from 6 months to 2 years, depending on the type of TB. So that's a really exciting development as well. But again, we need to see those drugs getting to communities that need it most. But the vast majority of TB cases are happening right here in the Indo-Pacific region. So we need to make sure that, you know, those drugs are being rolled out in countries like PNG and Indonesia and Vietnam, Cambodia, countries that are really heavily impacted by TB.
Why are there more cases in low and middle income countries?
That's a really important question. So TB tends to take off in what we would call settings of poverty. So whenever you've got overcrowding, where you've got condensed living, where you've got undernutrition, where you've got other diseases, things like HIV, low literacy rates, they're the conditions that we tend to see TB, high levels of TB cases. So it is what we would describe as a disease of poverty, which is incredibly unjust, rare to see it in Western countries. And, you know, so it is an issue of justice. We've got about 1.5 million people every year dying from a disease that is both preventable and curable. And these people who are in poor countries, and just because they're in poor countries, you know, why does that mean we shouldn't care? We should care very deeply. So it is an issue of justice and equity, and that's certainly why we're calling for much stronger intervention and more funding support.
Absolutely. COVID-19 cases have stabilized, and they're not really treated as an urgent matter now. So why do you think global leaders haven't yet taken immediate action to find an effective TB vaccine?
Again, that's a really good question. And I think it's one we need to ask ourselves, you know, why is it that we came together to tackle COVID-19 so aggressively and so effective largely? And why are there not the same sense of urgency when it comes to TB? And I think the answer is a pretty sad one. It's because TB mainly affects people in poor countries. It doesn't necessarily affect people in the West. And, but, you know, our argument is because we can't see people doesn't mean we shouldn't care about them. So again, it's a huge issue of health equity, but awareness raising is a big part of it, which is why a day like this is so important to really shine a light on TB, make sure it's getting the kind of attention it deserves. We've got what's called the UN high-level meeting on TB happening in New York in September, and this is the first chance for world leaders to really get together since COVID kicked in 2020 and to really reassert their commitment to ending TB by 2030. So our hope is that not only will we be ambitious as a global community in setting our sights high and ending TB by 2030, but we'll also back up that commitment with the right level of financial investment. At the moment, we invest about $1 billion a year on research in the TB space, and we know if we're going to end TB, that figure needs to be closer to $5 billion globally. So we've got a long way to go.
That was CEO from Results International Australia, Negaya Chorley. Ending the report by The Wire's Bianca Mulheron.